This is JIS News coming up. Appointment of human trafficking rapporteur in final stages. Youth development program gets $70 million and work progressing on Jeep projects being implemented in Clarendon. The news in detail after the break.
Many of Jamaica's animals and plants are found nowhere else in the world. These animals and plants contribute to the health of our environment, to our social and economic well-being, and help to make Jamaica the unique jewel it is. Play your part to protect our unique natural heritage this World Wildlife Day, March 3, and all year round by not harming them and by reporting incidents and illegal trade to NEPA. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
Now the news. Chair of the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons and Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, says the government is finalizing the appointment of a rapporteur for human trafficking. Mrs. Palmer says the terms of reference for the appointment are being completed. A rapporteur is mandated to investigate, monitor, and make recommendations to address human rights issues.
We have introduced training for all our foreign service personnel going to whichever jurisdiction in the world for them to guard themselves against being accused of domestic servitude.
The appointment of the special rapporteur is among several measures being implemented by the government to improve Jamaica's human trafficking rating. Junior Transport, Works and Housing Minister Richard Azan is expressing satisfaction with work being carried out on three community facilities in Clarendon under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. The facilities are the Lionel Town Post Office in Southeast Clarendon, Kellett's Skills Training Centre in North Clarendon, and Penance Community Centre Post Office and Clinic, North Central Clarendon. They're being completed at a cost of just over $23 million.
We are hoping that especially the Kellett's project will be completed by the end of March. The Penance project is almost completed and we hope to wrap up that one by next week. We have to secure some new funding for the painting and additional works that need to be done at Lionel Town.
Mr. Azan was speaking with journalists following a tour of the facilities. The projects are being financed under the Petro-Carib Fund's $110 million Special Community Facilities Project, which target an overall 21 projects for implementation under JEEP island-wide. The government remains committed to strengthening the country's business environment. This through the introduction of key reforms that will facilitate greater investment opportunities and put the country on a path to sustained economic growth. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says several business reform measures are to be introduced at the Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, and Jamaica Customs, among other agencies. Reform measures include the establishment of an online portal to accept electronic business registration applications. This is being developed by the COJ.
This will further enhance the significant benefits that were introduced with the Business Superform last year. I expect that this will be deployed to the aspiring entrepreneurs by the end of this year.
Minister Hilton was addressing the recent National Competitiveness Council's fifth annual Business Environment Reform Roundtable. And the government has allocated $70.2 million in the 2015-2016 estimates of expenditure for the continuation of the Youth Development Program. One of the main objectives of the program is to facilitate the transition of unattached youth to adulthood and the world of work through on-the-job experience, information dissemination, labor intermediation service, and sector management. Achievements under the program up to December 2014 include the completion of the revision of the National Youth Service NYS curriculum, 90% completion of the upgrading of NYS parish offices, and opening of the Clarendon Youth Information Center, YIC. Additional achievements include the tabling of a green paper for the National Youth Policy and completion of preparatory work for the postgraduate program in youth development. Among the anticipated targets for the 2015-2016 fiscal year are the completion of the Hanover Youth Information Center and NYS facilities and complete revision of the National Youth Policy. The program is being implemented by the Ministry of Youth and Culture with funding from the Government of Jamaica and the Inter-American Development Bank. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.